Welcome to the Get Found Podcast, your source for easy-to-follow digital marketing advice and tips to help get your business found online by your ideal customer. Your host is digital marketing expert and international speaker, Sterling McKinley.
Okay, moving on to live video. And I said this earlier, but live video is so powerful because as human beings, we love to see things live. Once again, that's why concerts are so impactful. That's why sporting events are so great, because we don't know what's happening next. So people that watch live video 8 times longer than recorded video. So that's literally 5 minutes to 45 minutes. That's a huge amount of time. So what live video does, it allows you to engage more with your customer. It brings them more in with your brand, okay? So I have an example here of some live video. This is a live video from Facebook. This is a video of some meeting that the past president was having, and he put it on live video on Facebook. And people, you know, you can like, you can share, thumbs up, thumbs down, you can make comments, but what it does is it invites people into your business, into your brand. So think about ways that you can use live video in your company. So, like I said, how can you use live video in your company? Anybody, just shout it out. How can you use it in your company? Yes.
Well, for I use social media for our marketing agency.
Okay.
So for Instagram, I use the idea of giving behind the scenes look.
Yeah, behind the scenes.
So like live video during we had our website redesign launch party.
Right.
One of our clients relaunched their website, so we did live video at that. So like giving more of a behind the scenes.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. That was awesome. Anyone else? Yes.
It definitely helps with accessibility. So
yes.
If you can't make it to an event or a seminar like this,
exactly.
You can just live video it.
Right.
Be able to get all the information.
Great. Anyone else?
I have a question though.
So sure.
I noticed that you guys have services already. I'm a UPS store owner, right?
Okay.
So how can I use the live video in my business? Because it's a product.
Yeah.
Service.
Right.
So, packing something?
Yeah, there's plenty of things. Packing, a delivery. If you have a, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, well, it's the holiday season. So you could make it in a sense of how Santa's helpers.
Right.
So they're packaging gifts to help Santa, and like you have that aspect, or, you know, whatever, you know, people believe in if you want to keep it mutual. But that's like one way to do it is like make it have somebody dress up as Santa. Oh, I'm coming to pick up my presents.
Right.
I think you can make your staff human with that.
Yeah.
Because you're owner of a UPS store, people.
Definitely.
When I look at the brand FedEx and UPS, but
it seems very cold. There, yeah.
Like it's very fortress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
so
yeah,
bringing
true.
Your people to life behind the scenes would be something that would give them a personal connection with the store.
Right. And then if you have a great customer, somebody that waits for you to come every day, it's like, oh, get them a video. You know, you pull up, have them around the house, and they get their package. That will go viral. Get an old person though, that works better. Old person, you know, that has a little bit of limp to it, that'll work great. So, yes.
What would you say the difference is between doing a live video and then adding to your story? Because like Instagram,
right.
Snapchat, your story lasts 24 hours rather long.
Yeah, well, Instagram is changing that now. So you can kind of save stories to be on your profile and they can be permanent stories. So you can do stories on Instagram that disappear in 24 hours, or you can record that. I love Facebook because as soon as you do it on the page, it loads and there's a video there for you. So Facebook is great because it already does it for you. And I love Facebook too because Instagram is big, but not the biggest Facebook. So you probably already have hundreds of fans, hopefully, and followers on Facebook. So when you do this live video, they're going to see it right away. Sometimes Instagram, people have less followers, and they may not see something, but doing a live video on Facebook, people are definitely going to see that.
It's also about like the type of engagement that you're going for.
Yeah.
So when I'm like going on Instagram or Facebook and I see somebody's story, it's about like an at a glance of their day.
Right.
Like, just catching up with the updates, whereas like a live video is like
a little bit longer. Yeah.
Engagement.
So behind the scenes are great. Interviews, testimonials. If you're speaking somewhere. Product demonstrations. So talk about the difference between ready shipping and standard shipping. Things like that can go viral. And you in the back?
I was just going to comment and say, like, I know personally when
they're using the story feature on Instagram, it's more of like a repetition. So I'm seeing their ad
accounts
more often. But what I can say, I prefer the full version of a live video on like Facebook. It's different. But I want to go back and see daily what's happening.
Yeah, exactly.
Is this for that brand?
Okay, yes.
What is your guideline for length on Facebook?
Live video, I would say there's no limit really. I mean, I would try to stay in maybe an hour on a live stream, but once again, you saw us that earlier. Recorded video, 5 minutes. Live video, 45 minutes. So maybe I'm not engaged the whole time. You know, it's kind of like TV. Maybe I'm typing on my computer doing my real job, and every once in a while I glance at the screen. So live video, you know, you don't want something that's terribly long, right. You know, but 40 minutes to an hour is good. You know, you can even brand it. Say every morning, you know, we do a live stream, 5 minutes long. I'm going to give you 5 tips for the week on whatever topic. And do that as a kind of an ongoing series. So 5 minutes with, what's your name? I can't see it.
Cindy.
5 minutes with Cindy every morning. We do that at 9 a.m. every morning. You're talking, giving your 5 tips for the day. So there's different ways you can tie it in.
Great.
All right. One more question, yes.
What is the comment like with the live video and right. Facebook versus Instagram? You also have to know about your audience.
Yeah.
Because like for me, I'm also a millennial. So I'm on Instagram more than I'm on Facebook. Whereas my mom,
right.
who is a millennial, is on Facebook more than it should even have Instagram. And when we talk about Generation Z, they're more on Snapchat. So it's like you gotta find what platform works for what audience you're trying to reach. Like if
right.
you're a toy, like a kid's toy, you wanna go to Snapchat. Whereas if you have, I don't know, like clothing, you know, fashionable clothing, you wanna go on Instagram. Just making that sure you add that aspect. To have live video on Facebook just to have it doesn't really help if you're not reaching the right audience.
Thank you. That was a great comment. My next slide, you just did it, but that's okay. Thank you. Thank you for that. So, but yeah, just find ways that you can, you know, use live video in your business. And going back to my first slide, I have a quote here, and it says, document, don't create. So don't put too much thought into it. Live video doesn't have to be perfect. You know, it's okay if you say
thank you for listening. For more tips and advice, visit getfoundmore.com.
That's okay, because it's live and it's real, so... So document, just turn your camera on, hey, this is a meeting, this is an interview, this is me delivering a package, and use it that way.